Chapter 37. Pennants and gaily coloured streamers fluttered on high from every tower of Castle Floret. Below the plateau, every creature in Southward sat feasting on the valley floor. The plateau steps were garlanded with flowers and green boughs. Squirrel choirs sang, young ones danced and played, older ones dozed peacefully in the warm noontide. Muta danced too, and perched upon her shoulders, the little squirrel prince, Truffin, laughed and clapped his paws. Queen Serena watched him as she sat upon the steps with her friends, Rab Streambattle and Iris.
Muta has had my Truffin on his shoulders since first light. Do you think she'll ever let him down again?
Iris laughed as she watched the antics of the two.
Do you think he'll ever let her, the rascal? There is nothing he likes better than being carried about all day by her, eh, Rab?
Her mate sprawled lazily across the steps.
Muta's happy. She's no longer a fugitive or a berserk slayer. They both deserve their happiness.
Loggalog and Blerin marched up with both their tribes in tow. Sitting themselves between Formol and Weldon, they accepted beakers of blackberry cordial. The shrewd chieftain unbuckled his rapier and put it to one side.
Ah, well, that's the Hordrat prisoners gone. We've shoved them aboard one of the ships and pointed them off to the open sea. They come back under pain of death, I told them.
Egbert the scholar sat a few steps above them, surrounded by Ferb and his tribe and Formol. They inspected the huge medal he wore about his neck.
Brr, that be a very nice thing, Sir Egbert,
said Ferb.
What be it for?
Egbert felt very important as he explained to the rustic moles.
This is my symbol of office. By royal appointment, I am now castle librarian and archivist of Floret, official recorder for Southward Country, and dynastic concordance coordinator to the House of Gale.
Ferb scratched his snout with a heavy digging paw.
Good luck to you, sir. I wouldn't think we're a good heavy metal and a name long as a worm's tail like that. Oh, no.
Egbert sat with a look of injured dignity as the moles all fell about chuckling. The four leverets and Bowley Pintips were demolishing a weighty plum cake, listening to their uncle Meldrum and Hon Rosie as they discovered ancestral connections.
Wood sorrel, you say, ma'am? Not one of the Long Patrol West Shore wood sorrels, by any chance?
The very fellows! That's my Tarquin's branch of the family. Do you know them, Meldrum?
No. Listen, my dear. My great-uncle Bracken was head of the bunch. Marvellous old cove. They called him Bracken the Brave, you know.
Did they indeed? That's not what my Tarquin told me. He said the story goes that Bracken told so many fibs about his exploits that the Long Patrol nicknamed him Old Bracken the Blue Bag. Oh, good name, what?